I have a question for you. Are you free? Now, Americans would respond to that question by saying, well, what do you mean, Pastor? Of course I'm free. We live in a free country. Slavery has been illegal since the Civil War. However, even though slavery is illegal in our nation, sadly, did you know that many people have no freedom? Many people are actually slaves. Many people live in bondage. Well, how is that possible, you say? Well, listen carefully to the sermon and you'll find out. As I said earlier, today I continue my sermon series on the Gospel of John. And for the past few weeks, we've been learning from the teaching that Jesus gave his people while he was in Jerusalem during the Jewish Feast of Tabernacles. And in today's Gospel reading, Jesus is still there, teaching the people. In fact, the last verse of last Sunday's Gospel reading read as follows. Even as Jesus spoke, many believed in him. Excuse me. So with that understood, that many were believing in Jesus, the first passage of today's Gospel reading comes immediately after last Sunday's verse that I just read for you. So let me read the first verse of today's Gospel reading again. To the Jews who had believed in Jesus, he said, if you hold to my teaching, you are really my disciples. Then you will know the truth, and the truth will set you free. Now here's the surprising thing. The very people that our Gospel reading says believe in Jesus, they end up rejecting Jesus after he says more things to them. Well, how can that be? I mean, John chapter 8, verse 30 says that even as Jesus spoke, many believed in him. But as Jesus continues to speak, many of those same people end up rejecting him. How can that be? Well, the answer to this puzzling problem is that the devil tempts all of us to have selective hearing. In other words, we're more than willing to believe Jesus' word as long as it fits with our idea of who Jesus is and how he wants us to live. But the moment Jesus' identity, the moment his will for our lives conflicts with our preconceived notions, well, then we're tempted to reject Jesus. You know, we see that a lot in our culture today. There are many people who are just fine with Jesus as long as he's nothing more than a good teacher who lived in the past, who taught a message of love, and never condemned anybody for their sin. But the moment that you say that Jesus is God and that his message of love includes telling us that we're sinners who deserve God's wrath and therefore we must repent and trust in him or face eternal judgment, well, people don't want to believe in that kind of Jesus. With that understood, let's learn some more from Jesus' words in today's Gospel reading. First, Jesus says that we are truly his disciples if we remain in his word. Now this means two things. First, being Jesus' disciple means that you hear and you read and you study God's word throughout your life. That's why regularly attending services and Bible classes, as well as meditating upon the scriptures throughout the week, that's why that's so important. My friends, that's how we remain in Jesus' word. Secondly, remaining in Jesus' word also assumes that you believe everything Jesus teaches and not just those parts that appeal to you. For example, At the end of Matthew's gospel, we hear Jesus say this to his apostles. He says, "Go and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, and teaching them to obey everything I have commanded you." Did you notice what Jesus did not say? He didn't say, "Teach them to obey some of my teaching." Nor did he say, "Teach them to obey most of my teaching." No. We are to believe all of Jesus' word. Period. By the way, you need to know that Jesus' teaching does not only include his word that we hear in the four Gospels. Jesus is God. Jesus' teaching, therefore, also includes the Old Testament scriptures, as well as the writings of the apostles, because all scripture is God's word, which points us to Jesus. With that understood, Jesus then goes on to say that if we remain in his word, we are truly his disciples, and then we will know the truth, and the truth will set us free. So, God's word reveals the truth that sets us free. I have two observations about that. First of all, this is a hard word for our culture today. Why do I say that? Well, we live in a culture where truth, for many people, is relative. In other words, many people in our culture deny that there is an absolute truth that applies to everybody. Instead, each person just follows their own opinions. Whatever you believe is valid for you, whatever I believe is valid for me. Jesus' words about the truth conflicts with our culture. Secondly, as I noted at the beginning of the sermon, people in our culture believe they are free. But the fact is, most people in our culture are slaves. And what do I mean by that? Well, in today's gospel reading, after Jesus says that the truth will set us free, the Jews then say that, "Hey Jesus, what do you mean? We've never been slaves of anybody." You see, even though Jerusalem at that time was ruled by the Roman Empire, the Romans did not enslave the Jews. And so the Jews had freedom to practice their religion as long as they did not rebel against Rome. However, in response to the Jews saying that they were not slaves, remember what Jesus said? "Very truly, I tell you, everyone who sins is a slave to sin." Did you hear that? There is a slavery that is far worse than being owned by another human being. An even greater slavery is the condition of being in bondage to our own rebellion against God. An even greater slavery is being owned by the devil and not even realizing it. And sadly, there are many people who have rejected God's truth, and they think they are free because they're living as they please, right? But the truth is that they are slaves to their own passions. The truth is that they are slaves of the devil, and they don't even know it. My friends, we Christians also need to hear this, because you know what? The devil is constantly tempting us to reject the freedom we have in Jesus and instead exchange it for the bondage of indulging various sins that we think will be good for us, that may bring us pleasure for a time, but they will eventually result in pain in this life and lead us to hell for all eternity. My friends, that's why it's so important for us to remain in Jesus' word, so that we might know the truth that sets us free from sin and the lies of the devil. So what is the truth? The truth is that Jesus is not merely a good teacher. The truth is that Jesus was never meant to be a political revolutionary to destroy our enemies and give us an earthly freedom. No, Jesus is the eternal Son of God who came into this world to save us sinners who are in bondage to our own rebellion against God and who will spend eternity in hell unless Jesus sets us free. My friends, God's Son came into this world to suffer and die in our place of damnation that we might be forgiven and live now and forever as God's dearly loved children. And because Jesus is our God and Savior, we worship Him. That's why we come here on Sundays. We don't come here to remember some guy who lived in the past and is dead and buried. This is not a memorial service. We come here because Jesus is God and He is risen and He lives. And we come here to be nurtured and fed by Him, as we will today in the Lord's Supper, where He gives us His very body and blood. So because Jesus is our God and Savior, we worship Him and we trust His Word because we know that His Word is truth and that He knows what's best for us. In today's Gospel reading, Jesus accuses the Jews who had believed in Him of actually wanting to kill Him. Now that kind of blows my mind. How can you believe in Jesus one minute and then want to kill Him the next? Well, this can happen whenever Jesus says something that we don't want to hear. I've known people in my life who say they love God and believe in Him, but when they come across something in the Bible they've never heard before, and it convicts them, and it rubs them the wrong way, and it rebukes them, and asks them to change the way they live, well then suddenly they don't love God anymore. They don't want anything to do with Him anymore. And it could happen to us if we're not focusing on Jesus and how much we need His truth. So, here we have these Jews who had believed in Jesus, but as we will see, it won't be long before they want to kill Him. So unless we're willing to humble ourselves, unless we're willing to believe everything Jesus says, no matter how painful it may be, the fact is, if we don't do that, we'll eventually end up hating Jesus because we simply don't like what He's saying. Now, Jesus tells the Jews in our Gospel reading that they are children of the devil. Nothing like being blunt. He says that because if God were their Father, they would also believe in His Son, but instead, now they want to kill Him. And as we will find out in next Sunday's sermon, by the end of John chapter 8, these Jews certainly do want to kill Jesus. Especially after they hear what Jesus says about Himself. Now, with all that said, how does this apply to all of us today? Well, first, we dare not stand in judgment of those Jews in our Gospel reading as though we are somehow better than they are. You see, we too are sinners by nature. We too have rebelled against God while pretending to love Him. We can say we love God, and as new creations in Christ, we do. But the fact is, we still have a sinful nature. And that sinful nature doesn't love God. Here's the proof. Even though as believers we do love God, think of how often we hurt Him. Think of how often we sin against Him. We certainly don't love Him perfectly. In fact, in our sinful nature, we don't love Him at all. But God's Son comes to us with this awesome good news today. Jesus says to you and me, "If you hold to My teaching, you are really My disciples, and then you will know the truth, and the truth will set you free." At the very beginning of the sermon series, we learned from John chapter 1 that Jesus is the eternal Son of God who took on human flesh. Why? So that he could also be the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world. You see, contrary to the devil's lies, Jesus is God. And he loved you so much that he died in your place of damnation and he conquered death for you, that you could be set free from sin, set free from death, set free from the devil, and live now and forever as God's dearly loved child. Now, the truth is that we don't really like hearing that we are sinners who need a Savior. And whenever we hear that, the devil tempts us to reject Jesus. But Jesus today is giving us the victory. Today, Jesus is silencing the voice of that liar, the devil. Today, Jesus is calling you to trust in him because he gives you true freedom and he will rescue you from the lies of the devil who simply wants to drag you to hell with himself. So, my friends, the truth is that you are a sinner who needs a Savior. But the good news is that you have a Savior. You have Jesus, the Son of God, who is the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world. If the devil has his way, when we hear from God that we're sinners who deserve hell, we'll say, "How dare God say that to me? If he thinks I'm a good-for-nothing sinner that doesn't deserve his love, well then, I don't want a God like that." And sadly, there are some people who have been deceived by the devil. But if the Holy Spirit has captured your heart, if you agree with God that you're a sinner who deserves hell, then come to Jesus. He will set you free. He will give you God's love and eternal life in his kingdom. Trust in Jesus, my friends. You will be truly free. Free from the shame and guilt and the pain of sin. Free from the lies of the devil. Free from the fear of death. The Son has set you free. Therefore, you are free indeed. In closing, I mentioned earlier that today is Transfiguration Sunday. And Transfiguration Sunday is the Sunday before the church season known as Lent. In our second reading from Matthew's Gospel, we heard how Jesus revealed himself in all his glory to some of his apostles. And then, remember what the Father said to them? He said, "This is my Son, whom I love. With him I am well pleased. Listen to him." So why did the Father have to tell the apostles to listen to his Son? Well, just before the Transfiguration, Jesus had revealed to his apostles that he would soon suffer and die on a cross. And do you remember what Peter said? "That will never happen to you." And then remember how Jesus responded? "Get behind me, Satan. You do not have in mind the things of God, but the things of men." The apostles were on the edge. They had been listening to Jesus. But then Jesus said something they didn't like. And they didn't want to listen to that anymore. So the Father rescues them from their own self-delusion. The Father wanted to rescue the apostles from the lies of the devil. And so when Jesus was transfigured before them, he said, "Listen to him." That's just another way of saying, if you hold to my teaching, you are really my disciples, then you will know the truth, and the truth will set you free. At the beginning of this service, Jesus used me to say to you, "Your sins are forgiven." Listen to him. And when you come to this holy meal today, you will hear Jesus say to you, "Take, eat, this is my body given for you. Take drink, this is my blood shed for you for the forgiveness of your sins. Listen to him, and you will be free. Amen.